beautiful podcast family. How are you doing? Y'all, welcome back to the Real Talk Kim podcast. And I'm so excited that you are here with me. Last week was a fun episode. We talked about my health journey. And a lot of you have been asking about how I lost weight. What do I do to maintain? What does my daily day look like? I did forget last week to talk about I don't eat but one really good meal a day, and then I'll eat like a salad for lunch or something. But I'll at about 4 o'clock I eat a really good meal with usually no carbs. So I forgot to tell you guys that, and I am sure that was a question you had, and I did not tell you. So anyway, welcome to this podcast. We are going to talk about forgiveness, how to forgive yourself. This is something that's really hard for me because I hold myself to a very, very high standard. And I've had to give myself permission to forgive myself in certain situations. I've had to learn how to be a good forgiver of Kim. And so today I want to talk about that. I want to talk about how to forgive yourself, how to let go of something that's happened in your life that you didn't know was going to happen. Like, you did the best that you could do, and or maybe you messed up royally, and maybe you messed up a whole relationship because of your behavior. I don't know. But we still got to forgive ourselves. So we're going to talk about that today. But before we get into it, I would love to ask you to subscribe. Subscribe right now. Go wherever you're watching this from. You can watch it on Real Talk Kim YouTube channel. You can watch it, listen to it on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple, anywhere. And subscribe. And then if you would, please leave me a good rating, because that's how people decide if this podcast is something that is going to bless them. And so I would really appreciate if you would do those things for me. And while you're at it, share this with somebody, share this with someone you love. Somebody needs to I think that this is something that every single person in America deals with, learning how to stop being so hard on themselves, learning how to let stuff go and learn from your mistakes and learn from those tests and trials and learn. It's so easy for us just to ignore stuff so that we don't have to acknowledge it, embrace it, fix it. That's why, you know, therapy's good. If you don't have anybody to talk to, you hold it inside, right? We always talk about that. Feelings buried alive never die. And so you have to really pay attention to what you're feeling and how you're feeling, and allow God to do what only He can do, which is renovate your heart and show out through the failed moments of your life that you don't want to talk about. Those are the best moments ever, because they taught you more than you would have learned if you wouldn't have failed. And I always tell people this, I'm really not afraid of failure. Like, I believe that failure is part of success. You know, it shows you that you tried something. If you would have never tried it, you would have never known if it would have worked or not. And so in every season of life, it's a growing moment. And so we're going to talk about that. And I think it's going to be a really great podcast. And I think it's going to bless you and all your friends. And so share, subscribe, leave me a review. Get in my RTK inner circle. Go to realtalkkim.com and become part of my community. Y'all, you will love it. Every Monday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, all of us jump on Zoom from all over the world, and we do an hour together. And if you can't make it on Monday nights, it's okay. You can watch the replay. All right? So get in my RTK inner circle. Go to realtalkkim.com. And get in my world. I also have a new course that I'm launching called Relationship Reboot. Get in it. I love you, and I'll see you right after this break. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. You know, therapy is all about deepening your awareness and understanding, because sometimes we don't know what we want, or we react the way we do and don't know why we're reacting the way that we do, or why we're feeling the feelings that we're feeling until we talk through things. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist who can take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. You know, I always tell people that I believe in God and therapy, and I think that everyone should literally have someone in their life that is not on either person's side, doesn't know who you are, that you can feel free to be vulnerable and transparent. I love that. If you are thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, which I love, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. I sit down often with a therapist that has helped me get through several seasons of my life. And thank God I did, because now I'm in a wonderful place. So just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Discover your potential with BetterHelp. Visit right now. Go right now. What are you waiting on? Go visit betterhelp.com/RTK right now to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/RTK. Listen to me. I'm excited for you. I feel like this is going to be your best season ever. Just talk through it. Get out of your feelings and into some healing. Hello, everybody, and welcome back. Welcome back to the Real Talk Kim podcast channel. I'm so excited that you're here. We're going to be talking about how to forgive ourselves, because Lordy, how mercy. This has been one of the hardest probably things for me to do in my own personal life, is just to forgive me, because I do nothing small. Okay, like if I'm gonna do something, we gonna do it. We gonna go all the way. We're jumping all the way in. Okay, we're not gonna just dip our toe in. No. We're just gonna jump all the way in. Y'all, listen. So here's the funniest thing, and I don't know that I've ever told y'all this on podcast, but you know, y'all are like I tell y'all everything. So when I was healing from my 18-year marriage, I had to move back in with my mom and dad, right? And for 4 years, 5 years, I just worked, was working on healing, was working at Bloomingdale's, making, y'all know, my little $9 an hour, $13 an hour by the time I left 5 years later. And had not dated, you know, I wasn't dating anyone. I was a single parent. And I would just go to work and go home. I didn't really have any friends. I just was in a really healing season, learning how to trust again. I was still tore up from the floor up. Don't get it twisted. I was still like, I had never ministered. Like I had never preached. I wasn't called into ministry yet. The only thing that I'd ever done was when I was at World Harvest, I would sing on the platform. And then once, you know, I got married to my son's father, we were worship and praise lead, worship pastors. But after we got divorced, I laid ministry down. So I'm working at Bloomingdale's, still 1 foot in the world and 1 foot in church. Like I was singing on the platform again at my parents' church, but I was still tore up from the floor up. And in that season, I even tried like eHarmony, got catfished, decided I wasn't ready to date, because I really do truly feel like you attract what you are and not what you want. And I was obviously attracting a liar, because he catfished me. And I was like, I'm never dating again. And so I decided I wasn't dating. Well, then probably at about 38, 39 years old, maybe 39, this man reaches out to me on Facebook. And he was an older gentleman, 15 years older than me. He looked very successful. I was still at my mom's house, okay? Couldn't even buy cheese with my credit. Still tore up from the floor up. And this man started pursuing me. And I went to California and met him. And then he came to Georgia one time to meet my family. Twice. I met him twice. Twice. And I married that man. Y'all, I thought this man was going to save me. I was not in ministry. I didn't know God was going to open the windows of heaven over my life. And I was going to end up traveling the world, preaching the gospel. I wasn't thinking about that. I'm telling y'all, I never just do anything small. I just dove all the way in and married this man that I didn't even know. Right about probably 2 years after we were married, I was still at Bloomingdale's, still working. I got an opportunity to start preaching at about 41 years old, and God began to bless my life and bless this ministry. And unfortunately, 4 years ago, almost 4 years ago, we had something happen, and he served me divorce papers. And I found myself right back at a place where I'm, how am I here again? And I remember asking myself that, how am I here again? And now I look back and realize that God's hand was in it all. You know, God's hand, he was basically saving me from me not praying about something, right? And I found myself having to really go on a journey of forgiving me. You know, even up until like I was turning 50 years old, I turned 50 in August, and I remember even the week before turning 50, because 50 really did something to me. I was like, oh my gosh, like I'm getting older, you know, like I'm 50. Like now I'm going to start getting AARP discounts. You know what I'm saying? Like now I'm like, I remember when I was 20 and thinking about a 50-year-old, I was thinking, golly, you're about ready to die. You know, so I really had to really reflect on my life the weeks, you know, coming up on 50. And I remember laying in my bed one night, and I'd really been on a journey of learning how to forgive me for these stupid mistakes. Like, and I started thinking about what made me marry that man that I didn't even know. And I really had to start asking myself these questions so that I don't repeat a cycle. And I started writing down in my journal, like, why did I do something like that? I didn't even know him. And I wouldn't listen to nobody. Like, I had no accountability. I wouldn't listen to nobody. And I started thinking about how my one desire my whole life has been for my kids to see me in a marriage where a man loves me, honors me, takes care of me. Like, I always felt like I unpotty trained men, you know? Like, you know how somebody will give you a dog and they potty train, but they come live with you and all of a sudden they pee in all over your house? Like, unpotty trained a dog? I felt like that's how I was. I there was something on the inside of me that never, that did not feel worthy enough, right, to have a man proposed to me, to have a man take me on a honeymoon, to buy me a ring. Like, I had to deal with these things before I turned 50. I really had to start asking myself these questions. And when I started breaking it down and realized that, man, girl, like, you really have done some doozies in your life all because you were wanting the fairy tale life. And I believe in fairy tales. I believe that God has somebody out there for me, for you, that is going to rock our world. And I just had to start understanding that I can't make somebody be something that I want them to be. I have to pay attention to the red flags and stop acting like it's a circus. I have to start realizing that this is the parameters, this is the boundaries. And I have to say, at 50, I'm in the best place I've ever been. I'm not going to settle. I am a risk taker. I am in the best shape that I've ever been in my life. I am loving dating life. I'm loving that I don't have to have a man to be happy. I love that I can go to a restaurant and eat by myself. But it all started, the compilation of all of this started coming whenever I learned how to forgive myself for all the stupid mistakes that I did in my life. I never knew what God was going to do. So how would I, you know, when I look back, I can't beat myself up for being a risk taker, right? I would go back, y'all, and do every single thing that I've ever done again. Because I believe that every single one of those choices, good or bad, created me the way I am today, which I'm an awesome person. Like, I'm a great friend. Like, I know how to be a good I'm a pastor. I'm a good pastor. Like, I am, like, I couldn't even say these things to you. Now I don't make decisions like I used to make, because now I got a whole staff that needs me to seek the face of God and make the right choices. I have to be driven by the Holy Spirit. I have to know what His voice sounds like so that I can lead the people that God is trusting, the millions that follow me on social media, that get on my prayer calls with me every morning at 8 a.m. Monday through Friday, the thousands that are a part of my RTK inner circle that depend on me to lead them to heaven, to lead them into success. I have to now make better choices. And you know what? I make better choices now because I've forgiven the old Kim, and now I'm learning who Kim is the right way, the godly way, right? And though I was a late bloomer, I still got here. So I had to realize as I was turning 50 that a lot of the decisions that I made was trying to tell, almost make myself believe that everybody else can have a good marriage, so can I. And I would force myself into places that I never should have been in the first place. And I had to forgive me for that, right? And so I wrote down some things that I believe that forgiveness requires. Being able to forgive yourself requires empathy, requires compassion, it requires kindness, it requires understanding. It also requires you to accept that forgiveness is a choice. Making peace and moving forward is often easier said than done. Whether you're trying to work through a minor mistake or one that impacts all areas of your life, the steps you need to take in order to forgive yourself will look and feel the same. So I want y'all to write some of this stuff down. In order to forgive yourself, you have to focus on your emotions. That's number one. Focus on your emotions. One of the first steps in learning how to forgive yourself is to focus on your emotions. Before you can move forward, you need to acknowledge and process your emotions. Give yourself permission to recognize and accept the feelings that have been triggered in you and welcome them. I used to be the type of person that I would try to ignore it and think it was going to go away. It's not. You've got to get to the bottom of whatever it is. Maybe you have to do what I did of coming up on my 50th birthday. You know, ask myself, why did you do some of these stupid things that you've done so that I can release it? I had to let reality click in and realize that I'll never, ever, ever, ever do that again. I would never marry somebody that didn't fit every part of my life. I would never marry somebody that I met twice in person, okay? But that whole season of my life created this amazing person that I am today with a wealth of knowledge that I teach courses now. I'm a life coach. I'm a success coach. I'm an author of 5 books. Just finished my 5th book. You gotta get up. That's the title of it. None of that would have been able to come out if I wouldn't have made these stupid mistakes that people shake their head at. You know what I'm saying? Like, God knew I was going to make them. And he gave me the wherewithal to get up and conquer. So listen, number two, you have to acknowledge the mistake out loud. I believe that. I think you got to repent. I mean, I lead people to Jesus every single morning on my prayer calls. And the first thing we say is, Lord, I repent of my sins. I repent of breaking people's hearts. I repent of being ugly, right? If you make a mistake and continue to struggle with letting it go, acknowledge out loud what you learned from the mistake. When you give a voice to the thoughts in your head and the emotion in your heart, you may feel yourself, you are free. For facts, you will free yourself from some of the burdens that you've been carrying. You also imprint in your mind what you learned from your actions and consequences. Some of y'all are like, girl, listen, I didn't learn a doggone thing. Yes, you did. You learned that you needed to heal from something that obviously got triggered, that made you go off again, right? It unveiled something inside of you that you needed to fix. You got to, what did that mistake help you learn? Here's number three. You got to think of each mistake as a learning experience. Think of each mistake as a learning experience. All right? Think of each mistake as a learning experience that holds the key to moving forward faster and more consistently in the future. Reminding ourselves that we did the best we could with the tools and knowledge we had at the time. It's going to help us forgive ourselves and move forward. Like, I had to tell myself, Kim, you didn't know. You literally thought that I honest to God thought I would never get out of my mama's house. I never thought that I would be pastoring. I know for a fact I would have made a different decision. Here's number four. Give yourself permission to put this process on hold. If you make a mistake but have a hard time putting it out of your mind, listen, visualize your thoughts and feelings about the mistake going into a container, right? Like a mason jar or put in a box. Then tell yourself, you are putting this aside for now. And you will return to it when it will benefit you better. Sometimes you just gotta look. I always say this. Sometimes you gotta get a little imaginary box, put it right here, and be like, God, I don't understand what's going on, but I'm trusting you in this process. Here's number five. Have a conversation with yourself. I talk to myself all the time, right? Journaling, y'all, Beautifully Broken, that my very first book I wrote. You can get that in my store at rtkstyle.com. Beautifully Broken was written from journals that I wrote in my healing process. Yeah. Journaling can help you understand your inner critic, helps develop self-compassion, right? It helps you because you can identify your thought patterns, what's sabotaging you, what's not. I think whenever you truly start forgiving yourself, like even when I was going into my 50th, I was wondering how come, I was like, God, why did I keep repeating the same cycles? And I remember so clearly, I felt the Lord drop in my spirit. It's because you beat yourself up so much because you felt like you had so much of a part to play in the demise of relationship that you couldn't forgive yourself. And so therefore you dragged that mess through life and you didn't even realize that there was baggage that you needed to heal from. And so you just kept repeating those cycles, right? You would stay longer. You would lose your dignity. Yeah. Yeah. You would let them put the value. You would let people that weren't even validate you, right? Notice number six is notice when you are being self-critical. Notice when you are being self-critical, right? We are our own worst critics, all of us. And one important action that you have to take is to notice when that harsh voice comes in and write it down. You may be surprised what your inner critic actually says to you. You're so stupid, Kim. Why did you do that? Why ain't you learned your lesson, right? You keep messing everything up. Here's number 7. Quiet the negative messages of your inner critic. Quiet it. Sometimes it's so difficult to even recognize the thoughts that are getting in the way of forgiveness. And if you're struggling to sort out your inner dialogue, the inner critic inside of you, look, on one side of a piece of paper, write down what your inner critic says, which tends to be very critical and irrational, I might add. And on the other side of the paper, write a self-compassionate and rational response for each thing you wrote on that paper on the other side. It works. Write out every critical thing that you're saying to yourself, and then on the other side of the paper, give a compassionate reaction. Y'all, the greatest gift I gave myself was being okay with me, being okay with the mistakes I made. Would I, you know, I said I'd go back and do every mistake, but, you know, I wish I would have gotten it together sooner. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm on the best ride of my life now. I'm my own best friend. I'm so at peace. I would love for my kids to have lived with me. I mean, I even cook now. Y'all, I got so much peace. I would love to have found this girl when my kids were younger so they could have enjoyed this mom. But now they get to enjoy this mom. And they're 27 and 29, and they love me a lot. My kids have watched me level up in so many areas. You know? Because I decided to stop beating myself up for things that I can't change. And so that's a challenge I want to give you. Stop beating yourself up for stuff you can't change. You cannot go back and fix the past, but you can definitely create the best future on the planet. You know, I love the scripture in the Bible that says, forgetting those things that are behind and marching forward. Building a legacy, building a happy life. Let your kids see what it looks like to be an overcomer. I did 2 weeks ago, I did a podcast on how to be an overcomer. Go back and listen to that. It will really help you. All right, y'all. So what I'm about to do is I'm gonna send this over to a break, and we'll be right back for the last few tips. I love you. Hello, beautiful people, and welcome back to the podcast that is helping you forgive you. That's what we're talking about today. We're talking about how to forgive ourselves, because truly, y'all, that little inner critic that is always telling you you're not a good enough mom, you didn't do well with your kids, you messed up, you know, whatever. You have to learn how to realize that every season of your life created you to be exactly who you are today, and love all of you. I want to give you a few more before we get off here. Number 7 is to quiet the negative messages of your inner critic. Quiet them. Quiet them. And I told you all that last, right on a piece of paper, and then answer with compassion. Number 8 is get clear about what you want. If the mistake you made hurt another person, you need to determine the best course of action. Do you want to talk to this person and apologize? Is it important to reconcile with them and make amends? If you're on the fence about what to do, you might want to consider making amends. This goes beyond saying sorry to a person you've hurt. Instead, try to fix the mistake you made. All right? Try to fix it. Forgiving ourselves for hurting another is easier if we make amends. Number 9, take your own advice. Take your own advice. Often it's so much easier to tell someone else what to do than to take our own advice. I don't know why, but it is. It's just easier to take your own advice. It's easier to tell somebody else than even listen to yourself. So take your own advice. Number 10, quit playing the tape. Quit regurgitating it. It's human nature to spend time and energy replaying our mistakes. While some processing is important, go over what happened again and again will not, it won't allow you, it will not allow you to heal. You gotta stop repeating the tape, all right? Stop repeating the tape. Stop saying things like, I'm a horrible person. Take the tape out and throw it away. You're not a horrible person. You're a human who made a mistake, but you learn from it. Here's number 11. Number 11 is show kindness and compassion. Yep, show kindness and compassion. If your first response to a negative situation is to criticize yourself, it's time to show yourself some kindness and compassion. And the only way to begin the journey to forgiveness is to be kind to you. So today, start. Take an inventory of your heart. Ask your heart, what do I need to let go of and forgive me for? The greatest gift I ever gave myself was learning from the stuff that I've walked through. You know how easy it would be for me to walk around beating myself up because I made bad choices, right? If I would have just listened to people, I might still be in a marriage 30 years later instead of failed relationships. But I don't beat myself up for that. I realize that the greatest gift I can give myself and my sons and my church, my staff, my inner circle, is to become the best me that I can be now. And that's you too. All right? So listen, I pray this blessed you. Lord, I just thank you for my podcast family. I thank you that you are helping them take their mistakes and turn it into a message, that they will not keep repeating and regurgitating painful events, embarrassing events, mistakes they feel they made that ruined their lives. Instead, let us grow so that we don't repeat them. In Jesus' name. Y'all, thank y'all so much for joining me. Thank you for sharing this podcast with your friends and family. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for loving me, because I love you just as much. Go get my RTK Inner Circle. Go to realtalkkim.com and sign up for my RTK Inner Circle. Every Monday night at 7 p.m., we do Zoom meetups, and I teach for an hour. You can watch the replay if you can't get on the Zooms. Also, you can go download my app. Go to your Google Play Store, your Apple Store, download the Real Talk Kim Go app. If you're in Atlanta, make sure you come visit our church, Limitless Church, 1653 Highway 85 South, Fayetteville, Georgia, 30215. We're across the street from Whitewater High School. Every Sunday, I'm in that building preaching at 10 and 11:30. I would love to see you there so I can hug you. And every month, we have a service downtown Atlanta at our ATL campus. All the details are on our website, limitlesschurch.live. I love you guys. Stay connected. realtalkkim.com. I will see you next week. Love y'all.